Welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That host is Brian.
And that host is Ben.
And together, we are the Tarot Bros here to solve your problems.
Yeah. And how do we solve people's problems?
Well, magic.
Yeah?
We...
Wait, you just said we were non-mystical.
And yet...
Here we are.
Here we are.
Because we know, if you've ever listened to an episode before, that magic is real. We just don't believe in it.
It's sort of like a cat, you know? Like, the person in the room who doesn't want to be around the cat at all is inevitably the one that the cat is attracted to.
I thought you were going to say, it's sort of like a cat. It maybe exists, and it maybe doesn't, and we can never know.
It certainly doesn't exist when it's out of my peripheral vision.
No. And sometimes, just like that mythical cat, magic will just jump up on your groin, and it hurts, and it scares you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much like that, we're not mystical, and yet magic is real. Mm-hmm. And we harness its powers every week. First off, we get a question from the ether.
Yes. Hopefully the question asker's name is Ether, or possibly Esther.
Then we get a tarot deck out, and then mm-hmm. I say rude things about it.
Sometimes you say very kind things about it.
Then we draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they are the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
Okay, and then that answers the question fully, and everyone has a productive and happy life after that?
Everyone whose question we answered.
What about the people we didn't answer their question?
Well, we have something special for them, and yeah? It's the card of the week.
Tell them what they've won. What's that?
Well, it's a card that we give to you, everyone who's listening. And everyone who's not, as has been established, and Lycan. And that just tells you how to live your life this week. When you're facing a situation, you just think of that card, and then you do the thing that old Ben and Brian told you to do, and everything works out.
And then after the card of the week, we do a section where Ben and I just talk, which we've been doing the whole show, but we just talk about stuff that is not helpful to you.
But helpful to us. Yeah. It's our turn. After we've given you 30 minutes of good content, humor, entertainment, advice, laughs, then you have to give us stuff.
Your time and maybe your tears.
And whatever it is we tell you to do in that section.
Yeah.
Your clicks, your likes, your reviews, your ratings, your subscriptions to my website.
Whoa, this is a teaser. Don't spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like a trailer. Lately I've seen trailers and then I'm like, I guess I don't need to see the film anymore.
I always have felt that way about drama movies, where I get it. I get everything that's going to happen in this movie. I know what you're going to try to do.
You know, like when you read a business book and you read, or this is especially true of academic books, although intentionally so. It's like you read the introduction and then you're like, okay, well now there's 200 more pages, but you just told me what was in them.
Yeah, it's just like an annotated version of the introduction.
Yeah.
I'm not going to check all your sources. You could just give me the introduction.
Yeah. I don't remember quite why we got here. I mean, it was because I was teasing the outro in that way.
But here we are.
But here we are. Like, if you turn off the podcast now, you've gotten it. I mean, I guess we didn't tell you the question and like the advice, but
we do have like some good little teasers. But if somebody cuts off before we do the outro, one, they're missing like a third of the show.
There is good content in there.
And two, rude. You're just going to come here, listen to our advice for one person and then all the Lycan in the world and then bolt?
Yeah.
You can't stay an extra 6 minutes? Whoa, 6 minutes. That's a long outro.
I don't think we have that long of outros.
I don't think we have that long of outros either. Our intros tend to go on a little bit longer.
But like, imagine if you sat down to get like a drink with your friend and then they just talked about themselves and you were listening and you were giving them advice and helping them, and you're like, all right, now my life. And then the friend was like, bye.
They're leaving, and you're like, but I bought the round.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we're buying this round, essentially. So the least you can do is stay through the outro. And I think you know who you are. I'm not talking to those of you who listen obediently to every episode. I'm talking to you, Samuel. Stop turning it off before the outro.
And with that, Queerance Corner.
All right. This week we have a question from good old St. Louis, where we are. And yes. It's Barb.
All right. Is she back from getting sucked into the Demogorgon reality.
You, my friend, just blew my mind with a pop culture reference.
Well, it's one that I know.
And it's only like 3 years old?
Yeah, something like that. Now, Barb says this. She says, my friend is going through a pretty difficult time, and they are isolating themselves. How can I reach them? How can I help them figure things out? What's going to happen? Can the Tarot Bros help?
Well, let me answer the last question first. Yes.
Good. And we're going to answer and help with the Alchemical Tarot Renewed 4th Edition.
Yeah.
Much better than the last three editions.
While you take a little gander through there, I'll just read the box to you. Born from a mystical vision and achieved after years of research, the Alchemical Tarot uses symbolic language of alchemy as a tool for unlocking our inner wisdom. Each beautifully drawn card captures real alchemical symbols. The deck can be used by readers at any level.
Okay, there's another deck of tarot, the English Magic Tarot, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's just like this. Granted, if you don't know what that is, then you don't know what this is.
The English Magic Tarot has more like fun and fancy free to it.
True.
Like it seems more like it enjoys life more.
Mm-hmm.
If a tarot deck can be said to enjoy life, which it can.
These paintings or arts, these arts are...
Mm-hmm. That's what they're called, arts.
I mean, how would you describe these arts? They're like English Renaissance arts.
I would say that this edition of the Alchemical Tarot has been designed with transparent colors over an antique paper. Alchemical symbols have been added, such as the symbols for the operations, illustrating that the trumps can describe the magnum opus.
That was exactly what I was thinking, which is weird. Just so weird. You know, 3 stars on this one.
3 stars for the Alchemical Tarot Renewed, 4th edition.
Now, here we go to answer the question.
All right. Restating the question. My friend is going through a pretty difficult time. And
this lover's card is X-rated.
There's 2 lover's cards. There's that one, and then there's one that is a little bit more demure.
Okay. Oh, I think I saw that one too. Anyway, go on.
Barb says, my friend is going through a pretty difficult time, and they're isolating themselves. How can I reach them? How can I help them figure things out? What is going to happen? Can the Tarot Bros help? And again, yes.
Sorry, I haven't been shuffling yet. Too distracted by that lover's card. You know what it looked like, folks. You can guess.
So Barb kind of skirted convention here and asked 2 questions.
All right. Well, Barb, turn off the podcast. You've been bad.
Why can't people just follow the rules? Ask 1 question and also listen to the outro.
There's not that many and no running.
Right. And rate and review us.
Yeah. Those 4 rules.
How is this difficult? Oh, they asked 3 questions. I didn't even count the Can the Tarot Bros Help because we didn't use the cards to answer that question.
Okay.
But Barb asked 3 questions. I'm not angry. It sounds like there's a lot going on. And we're going to give Barb the benefit of the doubt and say that we will answer these questions to the best of the card's ability.
All right. Here we go. We're doing it.
We're really doing it.
Flip.
The Lady of Coins.
Okay. Now,
I believe the lady is the page.
I think that was what I would guess as well.
Now I got to look through the rest of the deck and make sure.
All right. Well, on the Lady of Coins is a lady with some flowers. She actually kind of looks like the lady on the 9 of Coins.
That was actually who I thought it was when I first saw the card.
Yeah. It's the same sort of thing going on here, but that's what we have.
Dang, look at that 10 of Swords. Sorry, I'm going to have to reshuffle these because I'm looking to see...
Wait, you can't reshuffle? You've already shuffled.
But now I'm looking through the deck from the bottom, so we're never going to get to these cards.
Yeah.
But so there's definitely queens.
Okay, so then the lady has to be the page.
Yeah, we're just going to say the lady's the page, so I don't have to look through the whole deck and ruin our
The 3 divination cards that are supposed to be for Barb. All right. Lady of Coins is the Page of Coins. Is someone... young, enterprising, young of spirit and mind, mm-hmm. enterprising, hungry, scrappy.
Yeah. This one has like 2 purses.
Oh yeah. She's got like a money belt.
Except they're tied down really low. It seems like a thief could easily come by and cut that off.
Yeah.
Did you know that thieves were also called cut purses because of that very thing?
I did not.
Yeah.
Well, now I've learned a fact. And now mm-hmm. you've all learned a fact. You weren't expecting that, were you?
Tarot facts.
Okay.
All right, so we have the Lady of Coins.
Now, is it... Maybe we don't know yet, but who is it? Is it Barb or is it Barb's friend, Steven?
Let's say that it's Steven.
Okay.
Because Barb is essentially acting as Steven's mouthpiece. Well, no. Barb wants to know how they can help Steven.
Right.
They're not asking for a solution to Steven's problem.
Right.
They just want in. So I...
But it still could be Steven.
I think it's Barb.
Okay, now you think it's Barb.
Yeah. I think that the way that the question is asked dictates who is represented by a court card.
Okay.
Which is different from how it used to be when I had no opinions on court cards.
Yeah, this is new and I'm very proud.
But yeah, so I think the Lady of Coins is Barb here.
Okay, so Barb is young of spirit and mind, hungry, enterprising.
And I think this has to do with their friendship.
Okay.
And Barb has always been able to find a way to best help.
Okay.
Find a way in, find a way to communicate effectively, maybe find a way for that possibly to make money together because it's for coins. But I don't think that's what we're talking about here. So I don't know why I brought it up. But yeah, I think that Barb has been very good about being present in the relationship.
Okay, good. The present. Flip.
The Six of Swords.
Okay. I like the Six of Swords. This Six of Swords, not the Six of Swords. You have a large sailing vessel, and like the cloud has a face in it, and it's blowing wind at the sail.
That's fun.
And then there's like six different swords pointing left.
Yeah, they're all pointing backwards.
Hmm.
Well, they're not pointing backwards for the boat.
No.
The boat is going
backwards.
Left also.
Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What if that means something?
It probably does.
We'll ignore it.
It doesn't mean anything to us.
No. The Six of Swords is about taking a journey, a sorrowful, mournful journey.
Yeah, you're doing something you don't want to be doing.
Yeah, but you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty straightforward.
Is it?
Yeah, like right now there's a bunch of crappy stuff going on. My friend is going through a difficult time and they're isolating themselves.
Yeah.
Like that's the situation.
That's the situation. Okay.
Yeah. So
I was going to say more, but I'll refrain.
Oh, go ahead.
I'll come back to it.
Okay.
When we have the full picture.
All right. Flip. The Five of Coins.
Okay, well.
So we're back to coins again. I wonder.
And we're back to sad cards.
Yeah.
We're still on sad cards.
Yeah.
Well, here the Five of Coins shows a person who is on crutches and is missing a leg and is looking for help. He has his arm out. And then there's some coins on the ground and in the sky, but he's in like a farm town, not a church.
Yeah, he's outside the town. Wait, is the five typically snowy with bandages on their feet?
That's
okay. I get the five and the six mixed up. Not their pictures, but which one is which if okay. I'm not looking at them.
Well, the five is the one about feeling isolated.
Yeah. So, all right. I've got thoughts here. But,
go.
Well,
you're doing great.
Barb's question is about how can I reach them? How can I help them figure things out? And so I'm wondering if, because this is in the future, I've got so many ideas now.
I can't wait.
But I don't want to step on your possible interpretations.
Step on them.
So this journey that you don't want to go on back from the Six of Swords that you have to go on is possibly accepting that maybe you are not the best person to help your friend at this time. And then that leads us to the Five of Coins, which makes you feel like you're on the outside. And so by virtue of Steven having a rough time of things, you are on the outside because all you want to do is help. And you feel like you're not included in Steven's life right now because you can't help Steven deal with this incredibly difficult time.
That's great.
Well, it's not great. It's kind of sad.
It is sad, but a great reading. You did a great job. You shouldn't be sad. You've overcome court cards. You've come up with a complex layered interpretation of these cards. You've answered both of Barb's questions.
Wait, what is going to happen?
What's going to happen is Barb's going to feel isolated.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. So then I guess it's important to wrap back around, not with the cards, and say it's okay to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Steven's fault and it's not your fault. Just it does take a village to keep us all alive, not just children. and sometimes we can't be everything to the people that we want to be.
Dang.
I think I'm going to get a TV show on like daytime TV where I just give actual advice to people.
Can't wait.
And I'll have to come up with a bunch of folksy sayings.
You can start.
You can take the batteries out of the mouse, but no, I'll have to work on that.
Okay, we'll workshop it offline, off podcast.
Yeah.
Just kidding, we don't talk off podcast.
Well, Barb, I am sorry that this isn't like more overwhelmingly positive news, but maybe something you could do is be there when it is, like, just keep being the Lady of Coins. Keep being persistent in your friendship without necessarily offering like help or advice or anything. And then when this person is ready to come back, then you can go back to having like a regular friendship. But right now, possibly they need something else that you specifically can't provide.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Barb.
Okay, Barb, I hope that helped.
I don't know that she feels that way, but that's what you get.
All you get. Here's another bit of free advice, not from the cards. You should send Steven to the Tarot Bros if there's a question that possibly Steven needs help with.
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the difficult journey. Yeah, and then Steven listens to the show, and then Barb feels iced out because Steven is like, wow, that's what you put me through.
But then also, wow, I can't believe you didn't just tell me to do this simple thing that the cards told me to do. But then Steven gets over himself and discovers that the true treasure was the friendship that they had along the way.
So see, there is a happy ending.
Yeah.
Well,
we're here at Card of the Week. So should we do the dang thing?
Let's do it.
All right.
Well, Brian, here's a giant box to open.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, do you have a key so I can cut the tape on the box?
Here you go.
Yeah. Grr.
One of those was a real sound effect, and the rest was all Foley from Ben. We'll let guess which ones.
Well, we have the Everyday Witch Tarot. The book is a real book.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cards are real cards.
Yeah, this is a Llewellyn book. So it's super high quality, glossy pages, novel sized, color pictures.
I mean, I called it the Everyday Witch Tarot, and then what do you expect? It's just a bunch of cards with witches on them doing different things that witches do, like dance and play Wheel of Fortune. And there was another one, build sandcastles and meditate on the beach. You know, witch stuff. Three stars.
This is a deck where I really like the Everyday Witch Tarot. I think that it's an overwhelmingly positive deck, and I appreciate that. I like when things are super happy.
Like our reading?
Like the question we had earlier.
And the reading that we gave?
Also, I don't want to give the impression that heavy questions are bad. We just had a heavy reading to give also. Yeah, it's not the fault of the querent, and it's certainly not... Yeah, it's not Steven's fault, and it's definitely not my fault or Ben's fault.
Definitely not our fault.
It's just...
It's the cards. That's the way the
cards go. But this deck has a more positive bent to it than some decks do.
Well, let's see what card we get.
All right. It'll be...
I guess we should restate, because we stated it in our intro, but then we have to restate it in the chapter, what the card of the week is.
Oh, yeah. This is a card for anybody. Hopefully, also, it's not the Ten of Swords. Or
it will be now.
Something drastically negative. But this is a card for anybody. And Ben is going to describe the card in lush detail while I look it up in the book. And then we're going to read from the book for you.
Good. And now that we've described exactly what we're going to do in the introduction of this chapter, we will now proceed to do it.
All right. And now that we're in the body of the chapter, let's tell you what we're going to do in the body of the chapter.
Flip. It's the Two of Swords.
The Two of Swords.
And here you have a witch standing in a room, and she is playing darts with like daggers. And one of them is hit. She's blindfolded, by the way. One of them is in the bullseye, and she's getting ready to toss the other one.
So this book in my ongoing series, is this book good or not? Is.
Great.
It's got a picture of the card, and then underneath it, it has like a caption for the picture. And again, it's the woman, the witch, throwing knives at a dartboard. And it says, A, no, B, no, A. Damn it. And then it goes on to say, Two of Swords. You think you don't know the answer, but you do.
Busted.
The witch in this picture has a decision to make, but it is possible she isn't going about making it in the most effective way. Even the cat knows she's being silly. Oh, there's also a cat and a bird in this.
Yeah.
Even the cat knows she's being silly. Sometimes it's hard to be decisive when faced with a difficult choice, but the Two of Swords tells you that you already know which answer is right. You just have to take off your blindfold and really look at the situation. Things to consider. What aren't you looking at clearly? If you're trying to make a tough choice, what does your gut say to do? Probably the options aren't as tough to choose between as you're making it seem. Try flipping a coin. If you're disappointed with the side that comes up, you clearly wanted to do the other. Don't be fooled into thinking that this decision is impossible to make. Really, you already know what to do.
The coin trick is good. I've done that before.
Yeah. Like you just find out which one you wanted to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You flip the coin and then you're like, oh. And then you're like, I guess I should do the other thing then.
So this book is awesome.
Clearly.
The only thing I didn't agree with is what does your gut tell you to do? Mm-hmm. Because this is swords. And swords is what does your head tell you to do?
Yeah.
There are other cards that are about making decisions, other two cards, like the lovers, and they kind of lean towards using different parts of you. And I think the Two of Swords always says use the facts of the situation first.
Yeah. But I think this has good advice of already knowing the answer, already probably knowing which way you want to go, and then just taking another look at the facts, being decisive, and moving forward.
Yeah.
That's a good positive one for this week.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that you can tell to Steven to help resolve their situation.
All right. Well, this is the outro that we foreshadowed.
Yeah, and here in the outro is where we're going to thank several people, and then we're going to tell you where you can find us.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
The different things that you need to do to be a good listener. And then we
clap twice if you can hear me.
Clap three times if you can hear me. Excellent. And then we're going to do a cool sign-off line. And that cool sign-off line has been established as canon for a long time now. And it's, spoiler alert, magic is real. And so now that we've let you know kind of what we're going to do.
We'll go ahead and do it, I guess.
Yeah. So I want to say thank you to Barb.
And then also thank you to all the lols who tuned in this week, or I suppose in the future when you downloaded this episode.
When you're listening to this episode, thank it's you. Always this week.
Great point. At one point we did cover what happens if you like binge episodes and then you get multiple cards of the week.
Yeah. There have been like, yep, we've covered it.
Maggie, I don't remember what the answer is, but
you can sort out the details. Maggie is pretty much our whole business office. So
yeah.
If you have a problem with it, you're going to have to take it up with her. We're the CEO and the CMO. So
we're pretty busy.
Yeah. And plus Ben's got his job as the talent. And I'm, I guess, the CTO since it's my computer.
Yeah. So we're very busy wearing multiple hats.
Not as many hats as we make Maggie wear.
But
still. Fair is fair.
Now a moment of silence for the lols that we lost along the way.
Including Maggie.
All right. We have a website. It's amateurtarot.com. It's a place where primarily you can easily send us your questions so that we can give you advice.
Or listen to the podcast.
Yes.
So you can do both of those things simultaneously.
Also, we have a phone number. If you call it, you can't listen to the podcast. But
you can, but you can't listen to the podcast by calling it.
Right. That's what I was trying to say.
I'll try and set that up at some point.
Yeah. Like make it our hold music.
Yes.
Is an episode of the podcast. It's 314-325-6047. And then nobody will pick up. You'll just get the voicemail and you can leave your question.
Mm-hmm. You can find us on Twitter at Tarot Amateur or Instagram at Amateur Tarot, where we do card of the day readings.
We have a Facebook page / Amateur Tarot and then the group /Amateur Tarot, which is a fun place where a lot of fun people post a lot of fun gifs and images and make inside jokes about the show. So yeah, join them.
We talk about Harry Potter. We see what awesome decks Maggie has just ordered. It's a great time.
It's fun. Maggie has started fact-checking us.
Which is great, because it's just one more thing we don't have to worry about, because we were very worried about fact-checking before.
Sarah posted a fun narwhal Taurus thing. A picture of a
narwhal. Now,
from a couple weeks ago.
Now we are very specifically dating when we're recording this episode.
Well, what can you do? It's always this week in Amateur Tarot.
That's right.
What else? Brian's on Twitter, @ZenIronMan. Follow him there if you want to know what Brian does outside of this podcast.
Nothing. Ben is on the internet at imakingallthisup.com. He's not on Twitter, but this website, he writes these in-depth essays that explain to you exactly the difference between living the life of a chump and living the life of a successful creative professional like he does.
Exactly. That's exactly how I would describe it. Now,
I'm just reading the copy you gave me.
Now, the part of the show that we've really been foreshadowing, the part where you really need to listen. So clap three times. Good. And go to Apple Podcasts, where you can leave us a 5-star review and 2 sentences about what you love about the show so that other people will start listening.
Ben, what if they wanted to leave more than 2 sentences?
Well, feel free, but minimum 2 sentences.
Maximum, whatever their
character limit is. Yeah. Whatever Steve's Job Ghost will allow. Oh, thank you, too. Item number 9.
Yeah, item number 9. And we've talked about this. Did we touch on it in the intro proper?
I don't know that we actually did.
No, but we did talk about it in the intro to the outro.
Yes.
So now we're going to do it. You know how they say, like, this is, it just ties in with the business book thing. Like, you tell them what you're going to tell them, then you tell them, then you tell them what you told them.
Yes.
So right now we're at one of those stages.
Yes. And I want to say thank you to
Simon Sinek.
Yes. Exactly.
For writing the first business book that I read. There's a monster at the end of this book.
Is that the name of the book?
That's the name of a book by Grover. I can't remember the name of Simon Sinek's
Start with
book.
Y.
There we go. Yeah.
What was the monster at the end of the book?
It was Grover. Spoilers. Sorry. Sorry. Speaking of spoilers.
Spoiler alert. Magic is real. That was the sign-off line.
But
even
wait.
Us.
That's not the side of the box that I meant to read.
Okay.
But it's more interesting than the one that I read. So I'll
okay, I don't know where you were going with all that.
Cancel that out. Yeah. I thought I had something to say and I didn't.